This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
All right, a final hour of power right here, taking it up till 4 o'clock. Craig Hoffman then, Super Bowl 59 here. Sunday, coverage right around 2:30. We're so for all the pregame coverage right here on the Team 980 after Maryland basketball. That means, of course, we will have you covered from kickoff to the final gun. As they have you covered, if you're looking for some fun action at Bet Online, joining us right now on the hotline is Dave Mason, who is the Bet Online Sportsbook brand manager with us on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Dave, it's good to talk to you again. It's Chris Russell back here in D.C. How are you?
I'm extra well this year because my Eagles are in the Super Bowl. It's a fun week, and that makes it even more fun. We'll see you on Monday if I'm in a good mood.
Attaboy. You and Jimmy Shapiro must be just in hoots about your Eagles, huh? I mean, you guys are conspiring against us.
Yeah, I hear you. But you guys are going in the right direction. We'll be here in a few years.
I hear you. Watch out. Yeah, they're coming for you. All right, so let's talk about, of course, what you guys at Bet Online offer. I've been a Bet Online customer for a long time. When I had a podcast, used to be like the main sponsor. So I've been with Bet Online for a while. So the thing that I love about it is there's no territorial restrictions that I know of. I can go anywhere, anyhow, anytime. When you're trying to convince people to come to Bet Online, what are you trying to convince them to do and sell them on? Is it the creativity? Is it the convenience? Like, how do you do that in such a crowded market?
Yeah, I mean, the market's competitive now. It's more competitive than ever. And, you know, competition is a good thing. You know something? I'm a better myself. I use different sites. I use many different sites. There's nothing wrong with having a few different sites. I'm not going to be here and say, hey, you can only use Bet Online. We're the best at this, that, and the other thing. No, use three or four sites, because if you can get a little bit better odds at another site, great. And then one next game, we might have some better odds. Use them here. So that's first and foremost from a guy who bets at different sites. Secondly, I mean, we have the earliest opening odds for North American sports, MLB dime lines. We have MLB dime lines. Hardly any of these newer books have them. But so the unique stuff, and when we're talking about the Super Bowl, we can offer stuff that other books just cannot offer. So when you're talking about all these unique Super Bowl props, we offer them. So again, not everybody can offer these kind of markets.
Yeah, Bet Online has over 1,000 props. I mean, you know, again, as Dave just kind of pointing out, there's a lot of competition, a lot of props. But if you can get better odds, of course, at Bet Online, certainly want to check that out. BetOnline.ag. One of the things that struck me, and I guess we shouldn't hop here right away, but Jimmy had sent me something on the props for like a lot of post-game stuff and Andy Reid eating cheeseburgers. How do you guys create like and come up with so that it's creative, fun, catchy, but yet also so that the book doesn't get slaughtered in terms of, you know, the actual like odds and then therefore have to pay out a ton of money, or so that the book can make some money.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we have a creative team. We have, when it comes to props, there's the regular standard stuff, and then there's kind of the wacky stuff too. And we get really creative. No props department out there in the world has more creative stuff than we do. We take pride in it. We think way outside the box. We have fun with it. We realize long-term we're not going to win any money on this. As a matter of fact, we'll probably lose a little bit of money on these creative props. You know, coming up with odds on that stuff, it's usually just, I mean, a debate between three or four of us on a phone or an email chat, or and coming up with odds. Like the other day, we were debating on Kendrick Lamar. He's the halftime performer. Mm-hmm. We're just in the discussion whether or not he's going to show a nipple, whatever his nipple's going to be exposed. So, I mean, you know, you have four grown men just, you know, you would think we're having a serious conversation about, you know, how to cure cancer or something. Yeah. But no, we're just talking about, hey, well, this dude's nipples going to be exposed. So
Nipples and cheeseburgers. Welcome to the Super Bowl, you know?
Exactly. So it's a lot of that. You know, at the end of the day, you're like, is this what I really did doing for a living? But it's a lot of fun. We have fun with it.
All right. So you've got a tight spread in this one. What, 1.5 still, I believe, is pretty much the consensus. I haven't checked in the last day or so, but I believe that was the last that I saw in favor of Kansas City. When you have a tight spread like that, meaning, you know, say under 3 is how I guess I would define that, do you find that scares people off? Do you find that people tend to go more with the favorite because there's not as much of an opportunity in a window to take the dog? How do you kind of evaluate that part, that component of the line?
Yeah, I mean, shoot, it's down to 1, by the way, so it's 1. Okay. And the money line's minus 15 on KC. It's inching towards a pick'em. I don't think it will get there, but it's pretty darn close. But yeah, KC's taking 55% of the money on the spread, and for the money line, they're taking 64% of the money on the money line. So as of now, we'll be Eagles fan Sunday, which is perfect for me, so I don't have to root for or against the house. There, right? But no, you know, the players usually bet on the favorite. Again, this is a small favorite, but KC, I mean, KC's KC, Mahomes and Reed. I mean, it's hard to bet against them, right? I mean, they just they do it every week, and they just been there, done that. I mean, the way I see this game, and again, I might be a little bit of a Philly homer, but I think I'm pretty objective. It's if either team is down 4 and there's 2 minutes left and they have the ball and they have to go the length of the field, 80 yards or whatever for a touchdown, I'm pretty darn confident Mahomes is getting it done. I'm not as confident that Jalen Hurts will get it done, but we'll see. I mean, on paper, Eagles are a better team, I think, but that quarterback position is Mahomes is just Mahomes.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt. And that's what scares me, because I'm leaning towards the Eagles as well. And again, that's just like, for me, who I think is going to win the game. Yet I've got an opponent who's going for a three-peat, historical precedence, but also the better head coach, the better quarterback, and the better place kicker too. And that's been a big thing for me. And I think the defense is, you know, you can make an argument one way or the other that they're probably even 6 or 1/2 dozen of the other. And I'm like, well, why, stupid, why are you picking the Eagles if you're saying, well, the head coach and the quarterback and the kicker are better on Kansas City's side? And that's what makes this fun and infuriating all at the same time.
No, absolutely. And yeah, you mentioned the kicker. I forgot to mention that. I mean, Elliott's just, he's fell off a cliff this year, and that yeah, worries me a lot. I mean, that's super, super close, like the Super Bowl. Thankfully, it's in a dome. That should help him a little
yes,
bit. But I think he has the yips too. I think he's got some yips in there, and you know, game that you need, every point's going to count when you're talking about a 1-point spread. And if he's missing 48 yarders, even a 50 yard, he used to be a chip shot for him. Now it's, oh God, you know, can't we go for it?
Yeah, well, yeah, no doubt. Dave Mason with us from Bet Online as we approach Super Bowl 59. Do you find that one set of like, say, props? Is it anytime touchdown score? I would imagine that's a real popular one that gets more, much more action than clearly other ones. Like, I don't know why, Dave. I'm always one of these weird freakazoids that bet exact score or correct score, even though it's so hard to get it. I'm like, man, if I put down a dollar or two and I hit it, which I realize is really hard, but I got to be the only person doing that. Is there one set of props that just kills every time in terms of action?
Well, the bigger the player props, the standard player props, the bigger the player, the more the action, you know, over under passing yards for Patrick Mahomes, over under rushing yards for Saquon Barkley, first touchdown score. That's probably the most popular altogether. But MVP, that's very popular. But anytime you're mentioning these big names, the players, they get the most action. Then for the exotic stuff, you know, something like the coin toss. I mean, it's not a lot of money comes in on it, but a lot of bets. I mean, everybody has a couple bucks on the coin toss. I say it every year. If you've ever been to a brick and mortar sports book during the Super Bowl, one of the biggest cheers, if not the biggest cheer, is when they flip that darn coin, because everybody in that place has a couple bucks on it. So that Gatorade, I mean, we just get so much money comes in on
the color. Right.
Yeah, and yellow, green, lime is getting bet. That's down at -240. A ton of action just came in on that. We had to actually close the anthem prop for now. A ton of crazy action just came in the under. I think they just had the rehearsals and what else? What else just happened? We had to close first halftime show. Lots of bets came in a row on GNX. I don't know that song, but a lot of bets came in. So I think the rehearsal show just happened, and I think that information is leaked now.
Oh, interesting. Because you don't always get that stuff a couple of days in advance, but obviously for the Super Bowl, you do. How much has Taylor Swift and whatever the Swifties are, how much has that impact changed the game and added either fun or made it a little bit more frustrating, you know, for a sports book to kind of handle and deal with that stuff? Or is it just, again, part of the lexicon of the game?
Yeah, I mean, it's great for us because, again, we're the kind of sports. There's sports book who wants nothing to do with the Taylor Swift stuff, and there's sports books who love it. And we're the sports book who love it. We love the marketing of it. We love all the crazy odds. So for us, it's like, all right, she's in it. I mean, last year was even bigger because, you know, last year, in the beginning of the season, I remember last September, like, oh, my God, they're dating.
Yeah.
If this team makes the Super Bowl, it's going to be so darn big, and that's what happened. So we were planning all year for them to get in the Super Bowl and Taylor Swift props. So now this year is a little easier because we already had the script from last year, and we just had to change some props and whatnot. But no, it's great. I mean, anytime you get more eyeballs on the game itself, and she's bringing a lot more eyeballs on the game, that just increases eyeballs, which increases betting opportunities, which increases action. So yeah, we love it.
In general, and I'll wrap up with this, Dave Mason of Bet Online with us. Make sure you check out betonline.ag for all your action, as I have for years. There's this notion, I want to be delicate how I ask this, this notion that handicappers and online books and whatnot know what's going to happen in a game, so that's how they come up with the lines, right? Vegas knows. The handicappers hit it right. Like, how do you go about the process for the amount of sporting events worldwide, right? You guys do soccer. You guys are, of course, hockey, basketball, football, college sports, just everything. How in the world do you go about setting the actual lines and the values? With is it just simply looking at information? Is it inside knowledge? Like, how does that work to the so that you guys can generate the amount of information that you do?
Yeah, that's a. Oh boy, I need an hour to answer that question. But I'll try to...
Sorry,
you know, there's so many different sports and so many different markets. I mean, we're a North American book. That's our. I mean, we're a global book, but our bread and butter is North America.
Sure.
So you know, let's talk the big sports there, the NFL, NBA, you know, college hoops, college football, basketball, baseball, NHL. That's easy for us, right? We know those sports inside and out, teams. We can come up with the numbers pretty darn easily. And then, you know, we take sharp action too. Not a lot of books take sharp action. Sharp action means professional bettors. So mm-hmm. if we're off on a number, they'll bet it early,
right,
and that will shape the number. So that'll get us to the number that's the correct number. So then at that point, it's just trading money, you know, back and forth. Mm-hmm. So it's a lot easier, right? You know, but, you know, some of the smaller stuff, like, you know, rugby or something, you know, we have some specialists that, but, you know, those are industry odds too, that we might, you know, just take from another, you know, books that specialize in rugby more, you know, there's
sure.
books that overseas that aren't specializing in NFL. So they're looking at us and some other North American books and likewise rugby or cricket or something, you know, we're not originating those odds. Other books are originating and we're just hopping on and then moving based on sharp action, et cetera.
Gotcha. Dave, thank you as always for doing this. Appreciate you. Always want to shine the light on the action. And as I mentioned, I've been, you know, with Bet Online for a long time. So I always appreciate being on the site and the ease that you guys come up with. And I've got some action already for Super Bowl 39. My goodness. 59. And I'm going to be doing some more over the weekend. But I appreciate you as always.
Thank you so much for having me.
That is
weekend. Go Birds.
Yeah, there you go. That's not what my audience wants to hear, Dave. Just teasing. I'm only teasing. You can root for whoever you want to root for. Dave is, you can hear the Philadelphia accent. He's going to root for his hometown team, right? I mean, again, as we always say, yes, Eagles fans are annoying. Some Eagles fans are absolute punks. That doesn't mean all Eagles fans are.
I don't know, man.
Are you gonna throw some water on that theory?
I don't know, man. I'm still yet to meet a nice one. I hear they exist.
I mean,
Dodo Birds once existed too.
You gotta get out there, Metal Chris. I mean, I know plenty of good Eagles fans.
Really?
Yeah.
Man.
I mean,
we might just have different ideas of what good people are.
Well, I mean, we could. We believe it or not, like, you and I live very different. Yeah, we live in some different walks of life. We like different music, right? I mean, you're a dad, I'm a dad, so I mean, we have that in common. Your family's awesome. But, you know, we probably have different views on people, right? Different things that, and I'm not saying I know a ton of Eagles fans. I mean, I've known some maniacal Eagle fans, but I try not to paint with a broad brush, I guess is the basic way I can say it. I know plenty of Eagles fans that are just nice, normal people. I know some that are maniacs. And I've told this story before. When I was a young kid growing up on Long Island, right? Maybe I was like 11 or 12 years old. We had a couple of Philadelphians. They lived about 15 minutes outside of downtown Philadelphia, diehard Eagles fans, that came and lived at my house while they were doing a renovation project, right? And I remember watching a Monday night football game with them, and I thought they were absolutely insane because they had cans of beer. And back then, like, you know, I mean, bottles were in existence, but they had cans. And instead of, like, flipping the top of the can of beer, they literally took the can of beer and went and chopped off the top part of the can so that there was a jagged edge all around. And they would literally open the can of beer that way and then chug it. And all the beer would come dribbling down their face and their chin because now it's a rugged, you know, like sharp-edged.
And this is in your house.
Yeah, this is in my house.
What
I was like,
you're saying.
Well, good people might have been a stretch. They were eye-opening, let's put it that way. Now, they were from a good family, right? Their dad and their mom were great. Them, I didn't know as well. But you know, like, the apple generally doesn't fall from the tree. But they were just lunatics. I was like, oh, my God, is this how all people in Philadelphia are? I mean, I come to find out that not all people in Philadelphia are like that. Not all people in Philadelphia boo Santa Claus. Not all people in Philadelphia throw batteries at Michael Irvin.
I didn't say. I know some people from Philadelphia that are great. I don't know great Eagles fans. I think there's a difference there. Not
so there's a difference in your mind between Eagles fans and Philadelphians.
Correct. I think their fan base has a serious issue. I don't know what it is, but...
I never went to a game at the old Vet, but I would say this. I've never had a problem. Now, I don't sit in the crowd, but I've never had a problem walking in and out and around Philadelphia. I was at WrestleMania in Philadelphia. Now, that's very different than an Eagles game, but I was at WrestleMania for two nights, and I was all about in the crowd, at Xfinity Live, all that. I mean, you know, like there wasn't any problems at all. I've been to Philadelphia four times this year, right? Never had a problem. I mean, again, like people are weird. People are crazy. Some people, isolated people, can make an entire fan base look really bad. Some people can. And that's what I try and avoid.
The thing is all I'm saying. It's not like there's like one story of bad Philly Eagle fans or something. It's not. Not an isolated.
Yeah, there's
issue.
Like eight or nine stories.
A couple.
I mean, big deal. There was a court and a jail in the old place. I mean, you know, big deal, right? They don't have it at the new place. I mean, that should tell you something.
Do we
right?
know that?
I mean, you know, like in mid-February, I walked around the bowels of Lincoln Financial Field looking for a courtroom, looking for a prison cell. I couldn't find one.
I'm not going to ask why.
I found a lot of dirt and shovels and, well, you know, it's a long story. It was a long story. Anyway, thanks to Dave Mason for joining us. All right, we'll grab a bunch of your phone calls. I see you all lined up. We got to take a timeout. We got to come back. We will get to your phone calls. Hang in there. Super Bowl 59 quickly approaching on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW.
because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour, the boots that turn grocery aisles into runways, and all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
All right, coming up, you will hear Alex Ovechkin's goal last night that brings him one step closer to history. Are you ready to win big and live it up in Sin City? Well, it's the Slam Dunk in Vegas on the Team 980. Listen for your chance to win a flyaway trip to Las Vegas with three friends and $20,000 in spending money for the first two rounds of the college basketball tournament. You'll stay at the Circa Resort and Casino, Las Vegas's premier sports viewing destination, and visit the biggest hoops March hoops party at Stadium Swim. Winning is easy. Just download the free Odyssey app, log in, listen to the Team 980 for a chance to win the experience of a lifetime. Listen each day for an hour to earn your daily entry. This is a national contest. More details available at odyssey.com/slam dunk. Let's go back to it on the phone. Sean is in Connecticut. Hello, Sean. How are you?
I'm good, Chris. Thanks. Hope all is well.
Yes, sir.
Down there in the DMV.
How was your calzones? All right.
Oh, they were really good. Yeah, homemade pizza dough, homemade marinara.
Attaboy.
I got some fresh. I was gonna make some homemade mozzarella, but I couldn't find a specific ingredient, so I just got some fresh from the store. They were really good, and most importantly, my mom really enjoyed them. That's who they were for. So,
attaboy.
It was
way
a good
to go.
Night.
Attaboy. Good get. Good job.
But thank you. Yeah. I saw your pick on the Devontae Smith anytime touchdown. I like that. I also, for the, I think, looking at the odds for the Gatorade color, I think they're like yellow slash green, and then the next highest one is purple. And I think it's going to be one of those three, but we'll see about that. And then this is different, not a non-Super Bowl pick, but I can't believe I saw it on FanDuel, the Nuggets are plus 1,400 to win the finals, and the Knicks are plus 1,300. And I didn't think that made any sense. But I will definitely be sprinkling a little bit on the Nuggets for sure. But just quickly on the Super Bowl this Sunday, I'm not too familiar with Chris. That's his name, right? The producer today.
Yes, Chris, yes.
They call me Metal Chris.
Or Metal Chris, yeah.
Them, but yeah, I appreciated his pushback on the Eagles fans not being good people, because I could not agree more. Yes, you said you know a couple. I know a couple, and they're not the best people, and I've also only had bad experiences with them. And yes, I am a loud, boisterous guy, but I had one time I was going into, it was FedEx at the time, now Northwest. It was the Washington football team when they played the Eagles at home. And it was me, my dad, and two of our friends. And we were walking in line waiting to get our ticket scanned. And a guy comes up behind me and just like grabs my jersey and like yanks me back. And I turn around. I was like, look, like you can say whatever you want, but don't touch me. He's like, I didn't even touch you, bro. I didn't even touch. And like the fact that they didn't even have the gumption to just say, what are you going to, I do not like Eagles fans. I also had another one. I got some beer for me, my dad, and our friends. I was walking back to our seat and I was like, excuse me from, so you know how you get up and you let someone walk by when you're in the same aisle. And he looked at my jersey, and keep in mind, he was sitting with what looked like to be his mom and his grandmother. And I won't repeat exactly what he said, but he said some very colorful words to me for me simply asking for him to stand up so I could get by. And so I'm I would love to be proven wrong. Maybe one day I'll meet an Eagles fan who is a good person, but so far I have not come close. And I miss Matty Ice, but I like this Chris guy already because of his pushback on that.
All right.
Good job, Chris.
Well done.
I'm just a fill-in for now, just so you know. I'm like a substitute teacher around here.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah. I mean, I think you're both crazy. There's got to be at least two or three good Eagles fans, no? I think you're
Maybe.
Both crazy.
I mean, at least they did. My favorite sandwich ever is the Philly cheesesteak. So they did do something
there
right with
go.
That. But other
there
than that,
go.
There's a lot of bad things.
There you go.
Chris,
all right. Thank you, Sean. Have a good weekend. All right, let's grab one more here before the bottom of the hour. Let's go to the Birdman in Alcatraz. Really? What's up, Birdman?
What's up, Chris?
Oh, that Birdman. God, I didn't know that was you. Okay. Go ahead. Even though every expert agrees with me, but go ahead.
All you hot take guys who have all these hot takes, those are the only people that agree with you, Chris. Because in what planet?
You mean except for the AP voters?
Well, I mean, come on, Chris. You had the AP voters, you had... Dan from, what was it, NFL Network, ESPN, whatever the hell network he's on, he voted for Allen. You had Ocho vote for Allen. You had one goofball who had a fourth-place vote for Lamar. I mean, give me a category.
Yeah, that was Jim Miller, a guy who played the game and who talks about the game for 4 hours a day on SiriusXM.
And Tom Brady is your quote-unquote GOAT, and he voted for Lamar.
Okay.
So give me a stat that Josh Allen beat Lamar.
Again, you continue to refuse to acknowledge that it is not just about statistics.
Chris.
It's not.
It's the MVP vote.
Right.
So what
value. What does V stand for? Value. It's not the MSP.
The best player in the game.
It's not MSP, most statistics player. It's not what you want it to be, and therefore you're pissed. Now, last year, Lamar had much more value to the Baltimore Ravens and compared to the rest of the league than he did this year, even though his numbers were better this year. Again, Derrick Henry's presence dramatically reduces the value of Lamar Jackson.
But the strength of schedule also underestimates Josh Allen. The Ravens had a much bigger strength of schedule, and they beat him head-to-head. Let's throw out the playoffs, because the playoffs doesn't matter in the MVP vote.
Well, they don't hold the official voting until like right before that playoff game. I mean, I think you would have had no chance to win this if that was after the playoff game, right?
Look, all I know is it's been two times in the modern era that the All-Pro, who was a quarterback, did not get the MVP.
Right. I saw that, yeah.
That shows you how unprecedented this is.
So I guess let me just ask you this, and let me finish this up. I'm looking at the AP voting and how they voted. Guys like Rich Gannon voted for Josh Allen. Pat Kerwin, Josh Allen. Let me see here. I'm trying to take out media people. I'm trying to take like people that played the game who should theoretically know. Chris Sims, Josh Allen. Just giving you like those as a baseline, right? Tony Dungy went Lamar Jackson.
Rich Gannon's so pissed at us because we Tony Siragusa pancaked his ass.
Okay, but again, again, here's the thing: you're looking at Tom Brady, right, and saying, "Oh, because Tom Brady voted for Lamar Jackson because Lamar Jackson has better statistics, and because Lamar Jackson and Baltimore beat Buffalo head to head, that is the only thing that should matter. That's the only criteria that matters." But it's a year-long award. And it's not just who has
the
best numbers.
Chris.
It's not just who has the best numbers. It's who has the most value. Who did it with less? Let me ask you this. Is there any argument that Josh Allen did more with less in Buffalo than Lamar Jackson?
Yes.
There's an argument?
Because you remember the beginning of the season. When the Ravens had, like, really no defense.
Yeah.
No secondary.
And remember, they were 0-2. They were 0-2.
They had
a very good run defense. They did not have a good pass defense. I think you're barking up the wrong tree, baby. Enjoy your two MVPs.
Tell your quarterback to win a game
in the postseason that matters, huh?
You're wrong again there, buddy.
See ya. My God.
Just for good measure, he was not in Alcatraz. I just put that on.
I know. That threw me off. I didn't see that. I was like, wait a second.
In Alcatraz.
Yeah, is this a different Birdman? I was a little confused. All right, let's get to a final trending alert real quickly here, and then we'll wrap up with your phone calls on the other side on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, the Washington Wizards are back home tonight to take on the 41-10 Cleveland Cavaliers. So you say a three-game winning streak going to turn to four, huh? Well, we'll find out together starting at 6:45, following Craig Hoffman, Dave Johnson and company on the call from C1A as the 9-41 Wiz again try and do the unthinkable, and that is win a fourth game in a row. Meanwhile, Super Bowl 59 getting closer and closer and closer. We've had Sam Bruckhouse, we had Michael Phillips on, we had Leonard Fournette on. If you missed any of it, check it out and the Odyssey Rewind, the Odyssey app for the podcast, or at theteam980.com. It is the Kansas City Chiefs looking for the three-peat. And the Philadelphia Eagles, who, of course, disposed of the Washington Commanders, looking for a little bit of revenge from the Super Bowl a couple years ago. Tyreek Hill, still of the Miami Dolphins, says he loves Miami. He loves Miami. And he was apologetic for his comments that were very frustrated at the end of the year. He said this to Kay Adams on the Up and Adams show, whatever that is, earlier today after pulling himself from the Jets game and loss in Week 18. And that's what's trending.
As the Flyers come back with Konechny darting into the zone, pulled up at the top of the left circle. Ovechkin, great stretch pass ahead to Strome, but couldn't field it cleanly. Now leaves it for Wilson, who cuts up the left side, and Ovechkin scores as he cut back through the right circle. The pass comes from the far side. It's goals in four straight for Alex Ovechkin, his 26th of the year, and 879, a step closer to 99. We're tied at one here in Philadelphia.
Oh, I love that. 879, a step closer to 99. The great John Walton on the call last night in Philly. Yeah, 879 for Ovi, 26 on the year. And you know what that means, boys and girls. That means he's just 16 goals away. My friend Ted Stark, he said he's on pace to tie Gretzky April 4th at home against Chicago. And the next night, I believe it is, or maybe it's two nights later, to break Gretzky's record in New York at the UBS Arena against the Islanders. Now, that's the pace. That's the pace. Alex Ovechkin's pursuit of the great one is scored and presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. So congratulations to the great one. Another big win for the Caps. Lars Eller with another big goal, as he had one the other night against Florida. Old El Tigre just kicking ass and taking names, and the Capitals getting the job done on the road against John Tortorella's Philadelphia Flyers, huh? Washington able to win in Philly. Boy, that would have been nice if that would have happened a week and a half ago, huh? But that's okay. That's all right. Once again, thanks to our friends at Main Street Bank for providing us that moments. All right, let's get back to the phones and squeeze in as many of you as we can. Tom is in Columbia on the Team 980. Hey, Tom, how are you? Tom? Hello, Tom. I don't hear Tom, so we're going to put him back on hold. Maybe Chris can check in with him. Let's go to Kevin in Virginia. What's up, Kev? How are you?
Good. How are you? Thanks for taking the call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
I really think the Eagles... I think the Eagles fans are good people. I just think they turn into crazy people when they have the game on Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
It's sort of like, you know, Bruce Wayne turning into Batman. Or have you ever seen Silver Linings Playbook? That's a good study of Philadelphia residents and the issues they deal with. But they're huge Eagles fans.
I mean, well, I wonder,
that's
Kevin.
Sort of their hobby.
I mean, I wonder if you're a little bit more on the maniacal side than say maybe your normal football fan, right? And there are lots of passionate football fans, whether we're talking about, you know, NFL, college, SEC, NFC East, whatever. But I wonder if just that little bit of edge that they seem to have, and then the heavy alcohol component, right? Because let's be honest, not everybody can handle their alcohol, especially in large quantities. I wonder if that's just what puts it over the top. But you know, we saw it in Baltimore, right? There's no problem with Baltimore Ravens fans. Nobody has had an issue with them. Yet the craziest ass Baltimore Raven fan just beat the ever loving daylight out of a Commanders fan. Why? For no reason. Probably because he was drunk off his ass and he's just got too much testosterone. So maybe it's just a little bit more in quantity there, and there's just been too many isolated incidents. I just don't know if it's like 95% of their fan base, you know?
There's also people have lived there their whole lives.
Yeah.
And it's part of their identity. In D.C., you got people coming and going a lot, and there are people that are a core fans, but it's more diverse as to the interests here, I think, than in Philly. It's like a religion. But can I make a quick prediction on the game?
Sure.
I think the Eagles are going to open a big lead. I think Saquon will score a couple of touchdowns, and I think Mahomes will bring them back. But on the final drive, Jalen Carter will make a big play. Ooh. And they'll turn it over on downs. Final score, Philly 34, Kansas City 28. That's my prediction.
I like that prediction.
My other prediction is...
Go ahead.
The number being 10, mm-hmm. over under, how many times they showed Taylor Swift.
Oh.
I think I'm going to go over.
I think I'm actually going to go under. I think I'm actually going to go under if that's the number. They've been doing a better job because they know they pissed off a lot of their you know, their core fan base. They want just enough for you to know that she's there. And also remember this, right? If Kelce doesn't do much, which I don't think he's going to have a big game, then there's less room to show her. So
if he has a big game, they're going to
show her.
If he has a big game, that's fine. Yeah. Yeah. If he has a big game, that's fine.
When she's sad or whatever.
Yeah, there you
final
go.
Final prediction, next year's Super Bowl, regional Super Bowl, Ravens versus Commanders.
Ooh.
You heard it here first.
All
next
right.
year.
Okay. How about that? All right. Appreciate you, Kev. Let's get to a diehard Steelers fan, Big Tony. What up, Tone?
What's going on, crazy Chris Russell?
What's shaking? What you got on the grill today, baby?
Man, I just smoked a couple backstraps last weekend or the other day, but no. Okay. So for Super Bowl, I'm doing venison backstraps. I'm doing a pork shoulder, but same thing. I'm gonna do a couple of venison sausage and a couple of lamb chop joints. And other than that, it's just straight meat. I mean, I'll do zucchini and vegetables. Mm. I mean, you know, peppers for my wife. You know, because they gotta eat.
Right, they gotta eat.
Other
right.
than that. Yeah, well, yeah, she has to eat, put it that way.
Yeah.
But look here, these Philly fans, Slim, Chris, I ain't going to lie to you. I walked up in Baltimore, New England, Philly, all that. They pick on people who they perceive to be a punk or people that are, you know, kind of weak looking. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they ain't going to roll up on a dude that's all jacked up.
Well, oh, anyway, yeah.
I'm going to tell you something real I'm going to tell you something real quick. I was up in Baltimore a few years ago, and I go to the bathroom. I got all my Steelers stuff on, and they just running. They just dogging me in the bathroom, right? They're going to beat me up, this, that, and other. I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. So I go into the stall. I text all my boys. I'm like, Slim, meet me at the spot. I'm up this way. So they tell me they're going to kill me, this, that, and other. Chris, when I told the dude, I said, look, I'll fight you one-on-one. Let me just get out the bathroom. We walked out the bathroom, and my dudes were standing there, and I just pointed. Now, look, I'm 6'2", about, at the time I was 6'2", about 280, jacked up bodybuilder. I'm the smallest dude. All my dudes are like 6'4", 6'5", 6'6". I can send you a picture, and you'll be like, damn, they look bigger than the Hogs. They all 6'5", 6'6", you know, three powerlifters. Slim, we shut this joint down. But they only pick on folks that they perceive to be weak. If you ain't a punk, you ain't a punk. But other than that, man, hey, Chris, you have a good one, man, and that damn Pete thing killed me, man. Yeah. I ain't get to talk to you about that, man, but
yeah,
I talked to Doc about it, and Pete was a straight. Y'all folks, Pete, give me a second real quick. Y'all folks that don't know, Pete was a straight go-go head. I used to talk to him about these go-go spots that I didn't used to go up there. I mean, you had to be 20, 30 deep with dudes to walk into these spots, or you had to have some hands, else you was getting took. And Pete, I mean, he was a good dude, man.
Yeah.
But my condolences, man. I tried to hit you know, the wife up, but I ain't going to say everything I said, but no, I'll hit you later, man.
I hear you. Thank you, Tony. I appreciate the sentiment. Appreciate you. Let's grab one more here. Nate in Upper Marlboro on the Team 980. Nate, go ahead. Finish us off.
What's up, Ruth?
What's up, Nate?
Ain't nothing much, man. Hey, I'm going to agree with Tony on them Philly fans, too, man, about what he just said. A while back, I was at a Washington-Philly game here in Washington. And there's one Philly fans talking trash to one Redskin fan, and he scared both of them. So Tony ain't lying about that, man. They only go at people who they think are punks.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that Kansas City gonna win it. I gotta go with Kansas City. I can't go against Mahomes. I just can't bet against them.
Yeah, see, that's the smart play, right? If you're looking for a common sense, you know, play, that's it, right? Not only Mahomes, yeah, but Andy Reid, and as I've said all week, the place kicking situation,
and
Spags. But you know, like if you look top to bottom, if the Eagles play as they're capable, now that's a big mm-hmm. If the Eagles play as they're capable, they are the better team top to bottom, and that's just why I lean towards them slightly.
Yeah, that is true. That's true. But like we just said, I just can't go against Mahomes, and plus I can't stay in the Eagles.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
understand that
Lamar and Josh Allen. Man, I agree that Josh Allen should have won. I mean, but if Lamar would have won, I wouldn't have been mad either. And to further your point of how Derrick Henry, you know, is a big part of why why I couldn't give it to Lamar. But also, the other side of the coin, the reason why I looked at Josh Allen more is because not only did Lamar gain a weapon, but then Josh Allen lost weapons.
Yes. Yes, and Stephon Diggs and Gabe Davis, yeah, no doubt.
Exactly.
I mean, and Curtis Samuel was good for them, you know, but again, it's mm-hmm. Curtis Samuel. It's not like a game breaker. I mean, they had, and I understand he's got a good running back. It ain't Derrick Henry, mm-hmm. Bottom line. Right. All right, I got to let you run, Nate. Thank you. It's always good to hear from you. Have a good weekend, right, brother. Appreciate you. All right, thanks to everybody who was able to get aboard. Sorry to everyone that we weren't able to get to, just only so much time, and we had a bunch of guests today. We'll come back, wrap it up. Dumb of the day, somebody we just mentioned in the last trending alert, will be featured once again. Stay tuned. Yeah, this pretty much fits. You know what time it is before we say goodbye. We just mentioned during the bottom of the hour trending alert that Tyreek Hill was sorry and apologetic for some of the comments he made in frustration about wanting to leave Miami, so on and so forth. Well, how about this from the New York Post? OnlyFans model suing Tyreek Hill over a broken leg, which she admits she admits, happened before she had sex with him. That's right. Yes, Sophie Hall says she had sex with Tyreek Hill after she claimed that Hill fractured her right leg with quote-unquote crushing force during a backyard football lesson, I'm sure, in 2023. Apparently, the incident happened in late June of 2023. Hill knocked her down with such force that she eventually had to undergo reconstructive surgery. And that's apparently not for some other part of her body. Apparently, it's for her leg. She's asking for awarded damages in excess of $50,000. I've seen x-rays of the broken leg. I've seen her on crutches. I've seen her in a wheelchair. I have no idea exactly what happened, but just for a little bit more detail, Hill's attorney said that Hall, the woman, explained, Hall explained, the woman, that Hill had given her a piggyback ride up to his bedroom and replied no when Hill's attorney, Robert Horowitz, asked if she had tried to call the police, leave, or asked to stay in a different room other than in Hill's South Florida mansion, because she said no. In that moment, she was vulnerable and he was acting in a normal demeanor and she just wanted comfort. Quote, I wanted comfort. I felt very vulnerable in that moment. I was injured. So I had sex with him. They met apparently after she enrolled her 10-year-old son in a football camp, and the two talked and texted daily after that. Now, again, she is an OnlyFans model, okay? For whatever that means, I just want to point out, this is just not a soccer mom of two. You know, let's not pretend that something weird isn't at play here. But anyway, sex after a broken leg, generally not how that works. Far be it for me to be an expert in that area.
Sounds real uncomfortable.
That is Dumb Dumb of the Day, and that is how we wrap up the show here on a Friday. Craig Hoffman coming up next. I'm sure he will not be talking about Tyreek Hill and that story that we just gave you, but that's how we leave things. The Eagles to win Super Bowl 59 and therefore to cover the 1-point spread. They are 1-point underdogs. We'll see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend, everyone. Enjoy.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep. Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.